Sickandtired.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Gene. Hi, Gene.
I have a big belly midsection, and I was wondering if it's the insulin that I'm injecting that's causing this.
Hmm. Well, it could be. There's a lot of could-bes with that. But you know, having a big belly is going to come from a lot of things. It can come from excess cortisol production, which is a hormone produced by the adrenal glands when the body's under a tremendous amount of stress. The more cortisol you produce, the more body fat, specifically belly fat, that you're going to store, not a good thing. And it can destroy brain cells and a host of other issues. Now, we have to have cortisol. It's a normal part of our daily routine, but you just don't want it chronic to be elevated nonstop. That's where the challenges come in. So you have to look at it, you know, from that point of view. So it could be cortisol levels depending on what labs say, or saliva testing, whatever you choose to do with your doctor. Now, the other issue could be just eating too much, and your body's not processing the foods that you eat. If you're eating the wrong kinds of foods, a lot of processed foods, foods full of sugar, and, of course, a lot of the grains can do that. A lot of people, when they come off grains, their belly fat reduces tremendously, and they drop about 15 or 20 pounds on average. So pretty incredible. And when I say grains, breads, pasta, cereal, crackers, you know, a lot of what's in our diet today. So that's something to think about, you know, as you're kind of going through that. Now, there's a lot of things that can help reduce body fat that we found. Drinking green tea on a regular basis can reduce cortisol levels and will reduce belly fat. That's number one. Now, number two is conjugated linoleic acid, or what we call CLA. CLA's got some really good research on it. It's found mostly in a lot of different foods, especially within nuts and seeds. It's found in red meat in high concentrations. And, of course, they found that in milk products, regular, not stripped down, not skim milk and all that, but normal dairy products like raw milk, you know, raw goat's milk yogurt, that sort of thing, extreme high amounts of CLA in that. And that's why, you know, the whole thing about going skim or cutting out the fat with dairy is not really that good of a thing, because the components in there will actually help you lose weight. Pretty incredible. So as far as belly fat goes, understand that it can be hormone related, but it also could be, you know, just diet related, not getting the right kind of foods that you need, not getting the right exercise that your body needs. So I would look into all of those areas and get someone to help construct a plan with you. You know, our preferred wellness providers are in various areas, probably where you are, and they're just a great team of folks that believe the same way we do, that what we talk about here on the show, they can implement it in clinical practice. So great at doing that. And, of course, we're growing every single day, so might want to find someone in that area that can be of help to you. Carol in Wilmington, Delaware. I have a history of breast cancer in my family, and I'm 26. What can I be doing to avoid this in my future? I'll tell you what, there is a lot, Carol, that you can be doing for breast cancer, okay? Number one, watch out and cut down the soy products. Soy is really not that big of a health food, and we found that it raises estrogen receptor, or estrogen in the body, and increases estrogen receptors. Your lifestyle, exercising, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 days a week, making sure you drink plenty of distilled water, cutting out toxins from the environment, getting off the personal care products, definitely staying away from antiperspirants, because what it can do is it blocks the area under the armpit and it doesn't allow it to breathe. And, of course, your sentinel nodes are in there and other vital parts of the lymphatic system that if they get, you know, backed up or they get toxins released in them, of course, can lead to cancer, and that's going to go straight into the breast and vice versa. Things in the breast go usually spread out to that sentinel node underneath the arm. So a couple things to think about as you're going through that. But estrogen is a real big key for breast cancer. And you might want to get tested. They actually do a pre-screening now for the BRCA genes. And you can find out if you have one of those and what your genetic predisposition can be toward breast cancer. So that a lot of the clinics now are running those tests. They're a little expensive, but my goodness, the information, especially if you're concerned about it from a family history perspective, could be absolutely vital. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272 lines are open. Let's go now to Michael on the lines. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Doc. How you doing?
I'm living well, sir. What's going on?
Well, I keep losing body parts, and I'm tired of doing it. And all the doctors can tell me is that they got to come off. They said I was a diabetic first. Well, my blood sugar's under control. I've had MRIs and some kind of, I call it sonar, to see about the circulation. And all them's come back, so they got perfect circulation. But they told something will happen, they'll start turning black on a little spot about the size of a pencil lead, and then it just gets bigger until it's out of control. Is there any kind of natural something I could try to stop this, or is there, you know, anything to help? Right now, I'm 43 years old. I'm tired of losing body parts.
Well, no doubt. We've got to keep you from losing body parts. So, now they told you you're diabetic, but now, so are you taking medication for it? You taking metformin?
Yeah, metformin. I'm taking 1,000 milligrams twice a day, but that's keeping me with a weekly average of 120.
Have you changed your diet at all?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, what are you eating? So, what did breakfast and lunch today look like?
Well, breakfast this morning was a bowl of mixed fruit and Diet Cola, and didn't have a lunch, but supper today was fried pork chops, cream potatoes, and green beans.
Okay, let's talk for a second. About the only thing I'm excited about are the green beans out of that whole deal. Here's the deal. Let me just lay some things down for you that's going to help you tremendously. The way you eat right now is the most important aspect of what you're doing. Okay. It is your lifeline, because with diabetes, literally everything you put inside your body and the times of the day that you do it are going to affect your blood sugar. So for breakfast, remember this. Okay. This is a big tip. You never want to eat carbohydrates, which would be fruit. Okay. You never want to eat carbohydrates without eating a fat, which would be like some almonds, and a protein, which would be maybe a couple of eggs or a piece of chicken or a piece of fish. The protein and the fat cause the blood sugar to stabilize. And you never want to miss meals like skipping lunch. So food almost becomes your best medicine in situations like this. And as you stabilize your blood sugar, that's going to be your best weapon to stop losing body parts, as you say, because as you stabilize that condition, diabetes type 2, one of the easiest conditions to not just reverse, but kind of slide back out of. And you can do that. But you've got to get really disciplined with what you're eating. My book's called Empowering Your Health, and I think it'll teach you a lot about foods that can bring health to the body.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1751.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1794.69, $897.35 for a half ounce, or $448.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $1794.69, $897.35, and $448.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher, a must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The Unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This show is about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. Let's kick it off with Larry. Hi, Larry. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm living well. What's up?
Hey, I'm 46 years old, and about 3 years ago, I had a gallbladder removed.
Okay.
At that same time, I had high blood pressure, and, you know, I was in a very stressful situation with my job, personal life, so on. So when I came out of the hospital, I made a vow. I said, look, I'm going to start eating better. You know, I started eating 3 meals a day, stopped skipping, started eating, you know, whole foods, got away from all the canned food, all that kind of stuff. So
that's great.
I lost a lot of weight. I dropped from 205 down to 192, and I'm pretty happy with that. I'm 5'9", so I feel pretty good about where I'm at. But I've had a problem ever since the surgery that every time I go back to the surgeon or the doctor and I ask them, they just want to prescribe me more pills. And so I got off the high blood pressure medication because my blood pressure returned to normal. But the problem I have is I never know when, but just certain foods I eat set me off, and I get really sick at my stomach and have to run to the bathroom.
Okay.
And I think it's related to the gallbladder. But you know, I thought, well, maybe it's fatty foods because, you know, a gallbladder holds the bile and then secretes it when it needs it. Well, when they take it out, you've got a constant drip. But I really want to understand that better and understand how I can adjust my diet so that I don't feel a captive to food where I'm out traveling or on business and I just don't know what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, I totally get it. So what kind of foods, for example, which ones will just throw you to the bathroom?
Well, I don't eat at my favorite restaurant, the Olive Garden, anymore, that's for sure. If I go out and eat there, and if I have anything that's, you know, a lot of the pasta they serve there has a lot of fat in it, you know, and those creams and sauces, and that just sets me off like crazy. And then other things, fast food is totally off the menu because anything fast food sets me off. If I eat healthy, if I'm eating salads, you know, wheat breads, and I like milk because I grew up drinking milk. I drink skim milk. It doesn't bother me. But, you know, it just varies. I mean, since I've changed my diet and everything, I'm eating better, it's just like a crapshoot. You know, you just don't never, no pun intended, you don't ever know what it's going to be. You don't know what food is going to set you off.
That's so true. Yeah, there's a couple things that you can do. You know, one thing is when you have the gallbladder removed, then you have a hard time breaking down fats. It just is what it is. And the body just doesn't work as well as it did prior to you having it, okay? So glycine and taurine are two amino acids that come together to make bile salts.
Right.
And we know that, you know, you can take literally the amino acids on a regular basis throughout the day with your major meals. And there's been a lot of kind of tests and studies shown that that can really help. And you'll notice a difference. I mean, just by doing that, you'll notice a difference. Are you taking any kind of, like, digestive enzymes or anything like that?
Well, the doctor, the surgeon, had actually prescribed, and maybe you can help me with the name of it, I've forgotten what it was. He prescribed a cholesterol medication that seemed, you know, that he said as a byproduct, you know. He said, you know, it won't hurt me. It's just good for me. It lowers your cholesterol. But as a byproduct, it helps with that. Now, I don't remember the name of it, not right offhand.
Okay, I know.
It's like an oval white tablet.
Yeah,
but I took
yeah.
it. The downside to it, let me tell you what it does. It makes you constipated.
Right.
So I can't get that balance. Yeah.
No, I get it. I get it. No, that's not worth it. You don't want to be taking the medicine for that. Yeah, I don't know that I would. I mean, that's going to be your own decision on that, but that's not what I would do personally. So one of the big keys, I mean, obviously you want to be able to eat. You're eating healthy, so it's not like you're eating much junk anymore. So you've got a game plan down. You just got to keep the good healthy fats, the ones that you're eating on a regular basis. You know, it's going to be the saturated fats, and it's going to be some of those that not all saturated fats bad, but mostly the ones that are. That's going to be the challenging part that's going to really affect the area and cause you to be running to the bathroom. You know, when the gallbladder's out, I really focusing on like digestive enzymes, hydrochloric acid to break your foods down. Doing proper food combining where your meals comprise of a good lean quality protein and, of course, healthy fats and your lower glycemic carbs. That all together is going to make a difference. Talk to me about one more thing, though. Let's talk brain chemistry for a minute. How well do you sleep at night?
I work in the IT field. I'm up late, up early, you know.
Yeah, but do you go into a deep sleep? Like, do you dream and remember your dreams?
I used to. Not as much anymore. I sleep restless more these days.
In the last couple of years?
Last couple of years, yeah.
Yeah. And have you gone through anything really tough emotionally in the last 2 years?
Oh, God, yeah. I can't explain it here, but probably at a stress level of, it's a factor of 1 to 10, it was a 12. And it wasn't just one, it was four or five things. But, you know, I went through two or three years of professional, personal, family tragedies. And then I had the gallbladder out. Then I had a heart catheter. And I had all this stuff going on. But that was 2-3 years ago. In the last 2-3 years, I have really focused on exercise, diet, and everything. And I've made my life a lot better, except for I just can't pin down what it is in my diet that keeps upsetting me.
Well, let me throw something at you. And the reason I ask that is in Chinese medicine and acupuncture, when you're under a lot of emotional stress for a long period of time, acetylcholine, which is a brain chemical, goes down. When acetylcholine levels go down, gallbladder function goes down. 90% of the time, when your acetylcholine drops, gallbladder function drops. Most people get it taken out. So if you wanted to know what keeps you going to the bathroom and causes the body not to function that well, your acetylcholine is probably pretty low. And that's what I would probably focus on, is bringing that up. You'll know it's up when you dream well. Phosphatidylcholine or lecithin is, you can pick that up at health food stores. They're really pulled from egg yolks. So eating whole eggs quite a bit, it can be very helpful. Will raise acetylcholine levels and can get your brain getting into that deep stage of sleep and dreaming again. That can also help in the digestion and breakdown of fats, which can help the gallbladder and cut down on some of these digestive issues you've been dealing with. I would look into some of that, raising the brain chemistry, and see how the correlation works. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about whatever you're struggling with. And our preferred wellness providers, these are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. So if you need to find someone that believes more in nutrition and lifestyle-based preventative care, we've got it. And our network is growing across this country, probably in a city right where you are. And it's amazing the providers that are coming on board. Exciting stuff to get this type of message out and to get the clinical application for you and your family. Good stuff. Let's go to Leroy. Hi, Leroy. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
How can I help, sir?
My son is bipolar, schizophrenic. Is there anything that we could do for him besides all this other medicine? He tried to take it, and it, you know, it really don't do much for him, you know.
How old is your son?
He's 32.
32. How long has the diagnosis been there?
About 8 years.
And is it not seeming to get better? It's pretty much just... the medicine just tries to manage it, and that's about it.
Well, you know, if it starts getting better with the medicine, and then he quits taking it, because it makes him shake and sleep, You ain't don't want to do nothing.
Those meds are not a lot of fun. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And if he's dealing with those types of issues, the schizophrenia is a tough one. And just so you know, that's a real, real tough one. And the bipolar is one that can be helped quite a bit. You're dealing with serotonin. You're also dealing with dopamine. Both of those can play a big role. So those are the brain chemicals that these drugs are looking to kind of help balance. But there's a lot of things nutritionally you can do, too. Has he changed any of his nutrition? I mean, have you guys worked in that aspect or not really?
No, not really. You know, it's real hard to work with, you know, with the schizophrenia, too. With the, you know, it's real hard to work with on all that stuff, you know. He might do it for a little bit and then he quits, you know.
It's hard to monitor.
Deal with anybody that had bipolar schizophrenia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, you understand what I mean, you know.
It's difficult. And, you know, it's not like he's 15, so he can monitor things a little bit more. He's older, so that makes it even a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. So a couple of things just to run by you. His nutrition is going to be important, all right? And so the things that he eats every day are going to matter. And it's not just changing a couple of little things. It's getting pretty radical with it. So when you're looking at brain chemistry, protein sources are going to be really important to keep up because the brain thrives on that. And those are, you know, your simple chicken and beef, eggs, fish, protein powders that are whey-based and they don't have any hormones or antibiotics in them. You know, all of that is going to be a real key starting out. And secondly, you want to make sure that from a supplement perspective that he's getting some good nutritional supplements that can help. Now, brain chemistry, there's a lot of them out there that can be helpful. You get B6, has got good research behind it. Your omega-3 fatty acids are just absolutely vital, like a omega-3 fish oil, not the gel caps, but the oil itself. Cod liver oil is really important. So there's a host of them out there that can be beneficial. And then one more is exercise. We know that exercise and vitamin D3 can play a big role. So is he exercising at all? I mean, is he on any kind of routine?
No. No, he don't have no kind of routine, man. He may sleep all day and all night, or may sleep 2 days, you know, just get up and go to the bathroom, you know, and eating, boy, you know, he eats a lot of sweets, you know, and he don't drink no water. He drinks soda. He won't drink water.
Does he drink diet soda or regular?
Just regular soda.
Yeah.
Most of the time, Dr. Pepper, you know?
Well, nothing's going to change unless he wants to change. So you can lead him down the path, but, you know, unless he's ready to make some radical changes, I mean, literally, with a diet like that, you're going nowhere. He might as well just take the medicine and just hope for the best. And nothing's going to change in the body. So somehow there needs to be a conversation where you sit down with him and let him know it's serious. Because, I mean, with schizophrenia and bipolar, it doesn't get more challenging than that. You know that. So in his situation, making the better choices to focus and to get the right kind of foods in on a regular basis, getting plenty of exercise, which he's not getting, plenty of water, which he's not getting, can radically transform him. I mean, the good news is he has some pretty poor habits right now that has him in a boat that he's in. Now, the good news is, too, is that if he can make some radical changes in the way he does things, you're going to see some probably some decent results with all of this. I mean, there's no doubt that everything you're going through right now is difficult and that it's tough. But you don't need to let it just sit either and kind of throw your hands up and go, oh, well, this just, the older we get, the more we realize our parents really know what they're talking about. So you might want to sit down and have that heart-to-heart talk with him and go from there, because there's a lot of things he can change and a lot of things that can make a big difference in his overall health. All right, keep me posted. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go now to Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
Actually, I have some questions for you. I'm at that 50-year-old place in my life where my estrogen levels have dropped.
Okay.
And I'm having a lot of trouble losing belly fat, and I know that I can consider the hormone replacement, but I was a little concerned as whether I do compounding, do I do the regular pharmaceutical, is there something I can do with my diet? I'm kind of at a crossroad, but I know I have to do something.
What are the major symptoms you're getting outside of the belly fat?
I have a few health problems on top of it. I'm a type 2 diabetic. I'm overweight. My diet wasn't the greatest. I changed that in November of last year, where I went to mostly all fruits, vegetables, and some nuts, chicken, fish. But I did lose almost 20 pounds, and then in January, the weight stopped coming off. And that's when I went and had my hormone levels checked, and I found out the estrogen was low.
Is that the only thing? Is the estrogen being low? How about progesterone? And did they check testosterone as well?
Yes, they're all low.
Okay. So every one of them are low. And do they suggest replacement therapy? Do they talk about compounding? What suggestions have they gone to you with so far? Your physician.
Well, so far they told me I could come in and talk to him, but I wanted to go in with a little more information because being with a general practitioner, I'm assuming that they'll want to do pharmaceuticals, and I'm just not comfortable with the synthetic drugs.
I understand. Yeah, there's a lot you can do right now to push your body to make its own. And that's really what you want. You don't want to rely on external hormones so much to really push your body. Now, they can help. Just so you know, I'm not against those at all. And I've seen them being extremely helpful. There's some great compounding pharmacies out there that really know what they're doing. I mean, some trailblazers. And it's important to get with the right pharmacy so the pharmacist really have a clue with the ingredients and what they're putting together. So that's important. But, I mean, when you're kind of going through this searching process, you know, understand that when you want to do everything natural first, okay, and see if your body can produce its own. That's always the best route. For me, anyway, and that's my opinion. That's the route that I would go for myself. And then if all else fails, then you go into maybe the bioidenticals, and you get into some of the compounding, that is typically the best route. You know, you just kind of one foot in front of the other. So from a natural perspective, a couple things are really important for hormones. One, you want to stay away from soy products. Two, you want to make sure you got your healthy fats in your diet up to at least 33% of your overall diet. All right, so that's almonds and walnuts and hazelnuts and all the different nuts except peanuts. Avocados are really important too, great fats in those, keeping your fish oils up. All of those can be extremely helpful and beneficial. You want to look into some of those. Now, the other thing too, if you do go compounding, you want to go as natural as possible, and they can do that. Don't do the creams. Do a sublingual or drops, because the creams tend to build up in the fat cells. Now, maca root, tribulus, wild yam, and black cohosh, and blue cohosh. All those herbal formulas right there have been shown to help with hormones. The wild yam helps with the progesterone. The other ones help with the estrogen levels, like the black and blue cohosh helps with estrogen. Maca and the tribulus can help with testosterone levels. So those are some things you can do some research on and go to your health food store, work on that, and maybe get with your doctor, talk to them to monitor you for 8 weeks or so. See how your body works from a natural perspective. Your diet is a key, though. Make sure you got that in proper line.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
At some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Do you have allergies? You know, the season is right around the corner. And they're saying now that the seasonal allergies are striking just a little bit early. Well, if you got a stuffy nose or sore throat, watery eyes, and a throbbing head all the way in February, these symptoms are usually caused by a cold or the flu. But this year, the culprit could be allergies. Thanks to the mild winter, spring allergy season got started nearly a month early in many parts of the U.S., and experts say that could mean prolonged misery for people who are sensitive to tree pollen. It's very unusual because it's so early, said Dr. Feynman, MD, who's a president of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. His office is in Atlanta, and of course, which is one of the biggest pollen counts within the country. He said, we have not seen pollen counts this high, this early, as long as I can remember, he says. It's the same story across most of the country. We're seeing it in the middle of states like Maryland, southern Ohio, and some of the western states. In Northern California, allergist Gregory Bench started seeing high tree pollen counts in mid-January. It's definitely a month to month and a half earlier than usual. And, of course, there's a lot of different theories behind that. He says, normally, his patients who suffer from spring allergies start getting mild symptoms in February or in March, or late March, he said, with swollen, itchy red eyes, sneezing, runny noses. So I'm seeing really miserable patients already. It's definitely been very early and very atypical this year. Now, what do you do for allergies? That's the big key people talk about. We want to know what to do. You take an antihistamine. What do you do? Well, there's a lot, and you got to think about it. You think about, you know, with allergies, it's a couple of things. Number one, your body's not breaking down proteins very well. Okay? Probably not eating the best foods either. So if your body can't break down the proteins, you're not eating the best foods, then you're going to create excess histamine. You got excess histamine, what happens? You're not able to go in, break down the histamine, so you're going to have an allergic response. So what do you do? Well, the big culprit comes in the form of digestion. When you eat your meals, if you don't have enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach, then you're not able to break down your foods as well. And so the hydrochloric acid is crucial and key to getting those proteins broken down so you can utilize your food much better. And that really is where the ultimate key comes, is making sure you have the right kind of food, number one, but making sure you have the ability to break it down. You can break down the food, cut down the excess proteins floating around in the blood, then you can cut down on the histamine, and you can make everybody happy, especially when it comes down to dealing with these types of issues. Allergies can be challenging, and in this season coming up, make sure that you get your food right. Get your food right, get it broken down properly, and then you can cut down on the symptoms of allergies. That is a big tip. 888-283-7272, lines are open. With questions about your health, let's go to our next caller now. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Evening. Great to talk with you.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a 49-year-old male and feel like I'm going on 30. I had an accident in 07. I broke my heel, a calcaneal fracture in three places. I fell off scaffolding when I was laying brick, and so now I make my living running my mouth with sales. So I had a change. Well, they put a butterfly plate and eight titanium screws. He said it would never be together again, the orthopedic surgeon. I had some physical therapy, and as time goes on, I noticed that the older I get, I developing arthritis. However, the screws and the plate that's in there, I wanted to know if it causes a reaction after time, it's pretty much meshed in there now. Is it too late to take out the hardware, or is there any reaction to titanium?
There's not a big reaction to titanium. I don't know that I would really mess with it.
OK. anything.
I really don't think it
just seems like more and more I'm on it, I'm in a position to where I have to be on my feet. And sometimes my heel burns, and it feels like, you know, that either that, you know, it's compressing down and the subtalar joint is just, you know, getting worse and worse. So, should I have an x-ray to see what's going on there, see if it's, you know, going down further and further?
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Have you gone to your doctor and asked their opinion on it?
No, I haven't done that. I'm thinking about it. But I feel at this point in time it's holding everything together, but it's pretty much mended. And, you know, I just, like I said, I'm sure that as time goes on, I'll get more and more arthritis in it.
Well, it's possible, but maybe not. I wouldn't really, you know, just because you have the titanium in there, I don't know that that's just a guaranteed result for arthritis. And you definitely don't want to be thinking that way, or it definitely will come. That makes sense.
Okay.
So, you know, the first thing is I would get some blood work done, make sure that your vitamin D is where it needs to be, between 70 and 90. Because if it's low, then you're not going to be able to utilize magnesium, calcium, phosphorus, and also boron, which all are critical in overall bone health. And you're going to need all of those in just a major way to make things where they need to be. So you definitely want to look along those lines to make sure that you've got, you know, a good foundation for minerals, that the body can function at the peak level, especially when you're dealing with the titanium. So those are just a couple things to think about. The other is to make sure that you cut down inflammation in the body. And you know, when you have metals in the body of any kind, titanium is one that you don't have to worry too much about. And so that's why they're using it so much. So I wouldn't get too overly concerned about it. But at the same time, the x-ray on it, I think that's a good call. And of course, you go to your primary care physician, and they'll be able to knock that out, take a look at it, and then go from there. Keep me posted. 888-283-7272 is always our number. And that puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, but I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.